WTBR Quick Seat 98.3. Partly cloudy skies, and we're hanging at 8:31. Danny Payne is in with us this morning, and we're talking about something new coming to town that your kids might want to get involved in, boys and girls.
Yeah, we're bringing NFL flag to Elizabethtown. Very excited about it.
NFL flag. Tell us about what does that mean?
So
you hear NFL.
Yeah,
you know,
so NFL flag. We are an affiliate of NFL flag through National Flag Football. Our local chapter, I guess you would call it, is Elizabethtown Flag Football. And you can find it on Facebook or our website, etownflagfootball.org. And we are bringing 5-on-5 flag football. And I would say the easiest way for anybody that hasn't seen NFL flag is just to go on YouTube and look it up. Look up NFL flag, because it is high level 5-on-5 football. No offensive line, no defensive line, all skill position. Everybody can catch, everybody can run. You know, you're avoiding the impact, you're avoiding the hits, but short field, a lot of action. It's really exciting. Really exciting way to learn the game in a different way.
It kind of takes the dangerous part and the boring part out of football and makes it all about scoring and running plays.
Yeah, well,
which
I mean,
is awesome.
Yeah, well, think about it this way. If you have played tackle, which we're playing in the spring, so this doesn't interfere with tackle football. If you played tackle and say your son or daughter has played offensive or defensive line because that's the position they've been put in, and maybe they want to try out playing running back or wide receiver, this is the way to do it. This is the way to learn a skill position, learn routes, you know, learn how to play quarterback, learn how to play running back, and be able to hone those positions, because as they get older and grow into their bodies, you never know what's going to happen by the time they get to high school and, you know, they're able to actually try out for, you know, actual high school football teams. And, you know, if you do go on and watch these videos, I mean, these kids go and compete for national championships. They actually play at the Pro Bowl every year. Like, they all compete to get to the Pro Bowl and play at the Pro Bowl. And that's high-level 5-on-5 football. Like, it's not playing around.
And the registration for this, is it already starting?
Yes. So registration is open today. You can go online. We are actually going to host a free skills camp on February 1st at Etown High School. And we'll take on-site registration that day as well. But you can go to the website, etownflagfootball.org, and register online today. And if you have any questions, there, my phone number and email address, president@etownflag.org, is on there. I can answer any questions you have, and we can get that done. And we'd love to have children, boys and girls, sign up.
And what are the age ranges for this?
Yep. So it's U6, which would mean starting at 4 years old, U6 all the way through U14. I have had questions about high school kids wanting to play. It's not that we don't want to have a high school league. It was just as a first year league, we're trying to figure out the scope that we can handle. And what I didn't want to happen was a bunch of high school kids sign up and have one team that had to play each other the entire season. So if we get enough kids sign up this year of that age group or enough interest, I would be glad to add all the way up to U18 next year.
Just have to see where it goes from here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, what about uniforms?
So uniforms, this is a great question. I'm very excited about this because we're a part of flag, NFL flag. The uniforms are actual NFL jerseys. So each team in each age group will be assigned an actual NFL team. So if, you know, I can't promise you're going to be on your favorite team, but you will get an actual NFL jersey and flags, and those are yours to keep. So you don't turn those in at the end of the season. That's a part of your registration. You get to take that jersey home, you know, and keep that at the end of the year.
What's the cost commitment for this?
So the cost is $115 to register. You know, and I have had some questions about the cost, because people say, well, you know, it's $115 for a jersey and some flags. Well, there's a lot more that goes into that. We're playing at the sports park, and that was really important to me that we use the Etown Sports Park. They have, you know, two very large football fields, both turf. You don't have to worry about tearing up the grass. So I wanted to use the best facilities we have in Etown for this. And I felt like it was also important because in NFL flag, you can actually play multiple games on one football field. So we can have multiple games going across those football fields. So we could run up to 6 games at the same time on multiple fields. And that way, the way the league is set up, we're going to have practice and the game on the same day, so that parents can only have a 1-day commitment for practice, game, done.
You have no idea how happy you made me as a parent of kids who play sports. And, you know, yours too, Tricia, this, hey, we practice 4 days a week and we got games on the weekends. And, oh, in the middle of the night, we're going to go out and do, you know, it's like.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I'm in the same boat. Like, I have children that play basketball. I have children that play soccer. And my wife even asked, like, how are you going to juggle this with both those sports and, you know, and adding this league? One day commitment. Come in, you'll practice right before the game. They learn the plays. We're going to simplify this. The nice thing about flag with five kids on the field, everybody only has a couple plays they have to understand and learn. The defense is very simple. Guard your man. They learn it. They go out on the field. They execute it. They're done for the week. Come back next week. We'll do it again.
Now, this is something that has come up in other sports in our area. Teams are done on a draw basis, so you don't know who's on your team till the day the roster gets announced. What if my kid wants to play with their best friend?
Yeah, another great question. And something that we as a group and a board of directors talked about at length, we decided that we were going to go with a buddy system. And let me give you my logic on this. I realized that if five or six buddies get together and say, hey, me and my buddies want to play together and we think we'll be the best flag football team in E-Town, that could give the idea that they might be the best five or six athletes and they might have the best team. I kind of embrace that idea. Like, it kind of gets back to that, like, backyard idea of football, of flag football, touch, two-hand touch football. And if my son and five or six of his buddies think that they can be the best little group of five-on-five football, then great. I mean, like embrace that competition. Like, at the end of the day, what does it really mean? That you just, if you can play a good game and you got good coaches that are teaching you what to do, what does it really hurt? Because we're not, you know, we are not playing for a national championship here in E-Town. You know, this is our first season of doing this. We haven't even really got as far as how we're going to even deal with the standings at this point. But there's, you know, we're not going to end the season with a tournament. For this season, we're just going to have 7 weeks worth of games and we're done. We are looking at future of adding tournaments and being a part of the more of the national stage. But for this season, we're just trying to get registration and play.
And keep it fun for the kids.
Yes, exactly. But I love the idea of a kid at school going up to another kid's school saying, sign up, like, I want you to be on my team, or I want to play with my friend. Because to me, that whole idea of playing with your friend gets you more involved in wanting to come back, and probably more involved in wanting to come back and play again next year. So I embrace the idea of friends playing together, and I think it'll get the community more wrapped around adding more kids to the field.
And when is this going to kick off?
Good question.
Hey, kickoff.
Yeah.
Is there any kickoffs or is this all no kickoffs?
No kickoffs.
There so no that kickoffs. Wasn't good, Tricia. You're terrible.
That's okay, though. It's still good play.
Claim it, though.
Still good play on words.
Wish I had planned it. But
so, no. So I said the skills camp is February 1st, E-Town High School. Our registration deadline is February 8th at midnight. And we will kick off on March 7th. And we'll have a 7 week season, 7 practices, and 6 games.
All right. Sounds good. We will put a link to your Facebook page so people can get all that information, which
yes,
also has
great.
A link to your website.
Yes.
So we will put all that on our Facebook page. Danny Payne, Youth NFL Flag Football in E-Town. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.